Learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 8 lines from the top, Tanya. We learned in this brisa before this, a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, a few different machlekes. First of all, when was the world created? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Tishrei Nivra Olam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Benisa Nivra Olam, and there was another machlekes about when the Avos were born, not Yitzchak, it says, Pepesach Nol Yitzchak, but Rabbi Avraham and Yaakov, Shaila was it Nisan or Tishrei? And there's another machlekes, when is the Yidin Osid Ligal, which is when is Mashiach going to come? Is it going to come in Nisan or Tishrei? Akapadim, a few different machlekes. Now the Gemara will go through every single one of the ones in the Braisa and tell us what's the Makar fit, what's the source for all these different halachas. So the first machlekes we're going to deal with is the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Tanya, went to the Braisa, 8 lines from the top. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Menayin Shevet Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do you know that Tishrei, what's the Makar from the Torah that the world was created in Tishrei? When we say the world was created in Tishrei, we mean actually Chaf Hei El was the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and on Rosh Hashanah, Adam Rishon was created. So Menayin Shevet Tishrei Nivra Olam, the world was created in Tishrei. So now it says in the Pasuk, Vayom Elikim Tachei Oretz Desha Esav Mezriya Zera. The land should be covered with grass. Eitz Peri should be covered with trees that have peris on it. So Ezu Chaydish, in which month Shah Oretz Meleya Desham, I'm going to Bach's Girsa, which month is the ground covered with grass, Elam Mali Paris, and the trees full with Paris? Which month is that? It's not Nisan. Nisan is just starting to sprout. It's the grass is starting to grow. When is the ground covered in grass and covered, the trees are full with Paris? Havayim is that Tishrei. That is the month of Tishrei. And it's Mistavra that when Hashem created the world, Hashem created it in season. So if right now when Hashem created the world, it was covered with grass, so it must have been the season of Tishrei. Havayim is that Tishrei. Va'isa Perek. Another rai is, because that time of the year, Tishrei, is the time when rain starts coming. So it's the time when the first rain starts coming. And Taka, V'yardak Shom V'simchu, and Taka says in the Pesukim that right after Ma'aseh Bereishis, the rain came. Shinema, V'eid Yalam Na'aretz. It says on the sixth day of creation, this Pasuk is after Sheni, but let's talk about that day. V'eid Yalam Na'aretz says that Hashem made it rain.
But the seasons weren't created until
some say that, but it's not clear on the Pesukim like that. It could be just means that in the Mabul there was no seasons, but and then Lo Yishpoisu, it's not clear, but it says clear. But Eidyalim Naaretz afterwards, yeah, the Gavi, your question, what season, yeah, Enchanami, that may be a Ara, but you have to prove there was no seasons at that time. So Al Kaponim, the Raya, Rabbi Eliezer, is bringing a Raya, Rabbi Eliezer. Is bring a raya that it was Tishrei Nivra Olam from two things. First of all, he says that the Tachei Oretz Desha Esav Mezriya Zera and Eitz Peri, which means the Eitz was full of Peris. When is that in Tishrei? And number two, you see there was a time of rain. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer.
The other thing with rain is that
what?
Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting.
Right, that, right, exactly. So right, so that there was rain
before Adam was.
Okay, well, Ma'aseh, rain came that day. If Adam was spal in the middle of the summer, rain wouldn't come. Rain doesn't rain there until in the summer. So the rain came, it must be a rainy season. Even though he needed tefillah, but I needed tefillah, but it had to be a rainy season, so that's a riot, that season. Rabbi Shua, Aymer, when Nayan Shavanister Nisan Nivra Olam, how do you know that in Nisan the world was created? Shnemar, the passage right afterwards, it says, V'toytzei Oretz Desha Esav Mezriya Zera. It says that the Oretz was Moitzi Desha Esav Mezriya Zera, but Eitz Oysa Pri, and the Eitz gave out, was given, and the Eitz was created to give out Peris. Ezu Chaydesh Ha'oretz Moitziyah Desha'im Ve'ilon Moitzi Peris. When does that happen? However, it's in Nisan. When does everything start growing in Nisan? So he brings around this pasuk that it's time in Nisan. And another raya, V'oisa Perek Zman Behem V'chayim V'oshim Zdav V'zeh. It's also the mating season. The time of Nisan, Adar, Nisan, here, it's a time of the mating season. Shnema, Lovshu Karmatzayim. We had this pasuk before. It says, Lovshu Karmatzayim. When do the behemoths become pregnant? It says Yisrael Af Yashiru, which means refers to the days of Nisan. So Akaponim, he has his own two rayas that it's Nisan and not Tishrei. So Rabbi Eliezer brings a raya from that says Meleah, that and from the rain that it's Tishrei. And Yeshua says and that says Moitzi, and because the behemoths are mizdavim at that time, because Hashem created the behemoths, they probably created the time when they could reproduce and produce more behemoths. So you see, it was a time of Nisan. What does Rab Eliezer, do with the pasuk eitz ois peiros mashma, it's going to make peiros. It's peiros are coming out now, and not that it's full of peiros. We do with that pasuk. So the Gemara answers, "Hu lebracha ledayros uchsiv." That pasuk is lebracha ledayros, which means right now, vada the peiros were created mali peiros. The trees were created mali peiros. This is a bracha ledayros that he made trees that one day will also produce new peiros. But right now, vada it was full of peiros. That's the way Rav Eliezer answers the pasuk that Rav Yeshua were arrived from. Ve'idach, what does Rav Yeshua do with the pasuk? Nami aksiv eitz pri, which sounds like the eitz is full of peiros. What do you do with that pasuk? So my answer is, Ahukir Rav Yeshua b'Levi. That's going Rav Yeshua b'Levi. Don't Rav Yeshua b'Levi. Kol ma'aseh v'reishis, all ma'aseh v'reishis, everything that was created, l'kimosam nevro, or b'kimosam nevro, it was created in its full height, which means it was created complete. It was complete. It wasn't created as a sapling. Every tree, every item that created in the world, in the Bria, was created complete. That's number one. L'daitam levro. It was also created with their own das. Like Rashi explains, Sha'alom, Hashem asked them, Im chafetzim lihibaris, do you want to be created? Ram Lohain, they said yes. And we know this refers to the malach. Every, like the Gemara says, every blade of grass has its own malach. So here it means the malach of every thing of the Bria, Hashem asked them, do you want to be created? And l'tzivyanim revro. And tzivyanim, according to Rashi, is not so clear, but tzivyanim, they learn up Rashi, means that they even had a choice what shape, what color they want to be in. Tosfos learns that tzivyanim revro means it was a beauty, loshen yoifi, loshen they were beautiful. And what's the ride that looks like tzivyanim revro? Shenema v'yichul ha'shma v'artchol tzivam, atikri tzivam el tzivyanim, which we darsh to mean tzivyanim, for that. So what's the Gemara's Tarot? The Gemara's Tarot's kasha was this eitz pri, which sounds like eitz full of peiros. Gemara says, no, you know what eitz pri means? Eitz that was finished enough, ripened enough, that was ready to give peiros. That's what eitz pri means. Like Rabbi Shimon Levi says, that everything was created already to give peiros. Like Rashi says, v'hainu eitz pri royu hoyu litim peirim miyad. It was ready right away to give out peiros. Like upon him, so that's the first item in the Braisa that we talked about, the first machlokes in the Braisa, the first fact in the Braisa, that when the world was created, Rabbi Eliezer said Tishrei, Rabbi Yeshua said Nisan, and this is the Bria Machlokes. Now we're going to go to the next step. The next thing was, when were the Avos born? Not Yitzchak, but first Avraham and Yaakov. When were they born? Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Amen, I mean, I ain't Tishrei no the Avos. How do you know that Tishrei no the Avos? It says in the Pasuk, this is talking about when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. It was in the time of Tishrei. It was Bechag. It was B'yom HaSukkos. It says there that they gathered all together. In the seventh month. But first, talking about the month of Tishrei, because it's B'chayish HaShvi'i. And what does it say in the Pasuk? B'yerach HaYisonim. It's called the month of the Gibarim, of the strong ones. So what he will dash from there, Yerach Shnolda by Yisani Eilam, it's the month where the strong, the Gibarim of the world were born. My Mashma, the high Eison, Lishna the Kifu. How do you know Eison means the strong ones? How do you know the word Eison means strong? Kedachsiv knows the name, Eison. Eitan is not, it comes from this word. The high Eison, Lishna the Kifu, how do you know it's Lishna of strength? Kedachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Eison, Moshevacha. It's a Pasuk by Bilam. Esa Moshevecha, when Bilam was talking, it says in the pasuk there, "Vayar es hakeni." When he saw Yisra, Yisra, Mashal, Vima, Esa Moshevecha, your place of lodging is in a strength, is in strength, lots of strength. Va'omer, and another raya that Esa refers to the Avos. Va'omer, it says in the pasuk, "Shimo Harim es Riv Hashem, va'Esanim es De'arot." So you see in the pasuk it compares the Esanim to Harim, and we know the Harim referred to the Avos. Va'omer, it says in the pasuk, "Kol doidi nizabah medaleg al harim mekapet al gvoyis medaleg al harim," which means Rashi says Hashem made the Golos Mitzrayim go very quick. Why? V'schus avos, v'schus the harim, v'schus the avos, mekapet al gvoyis, v'schus imayis, v'schus the imayis, v'schus the imayis. Sarif karachaleya. Upon him, you see that the avos are called harim, and the harim are called esanim. So you see, esanim refer to the Avos, and therefore, when the pasuk says "Biyarech Hasanim," it calls Tishrei Yarech Hasanim. Why is it called Yarech Hasanim? Why is it called the month of the strong ones? Teretz is because the Sodom is referring to the Avos. When do you see? What do you see? See, the Avos were born in Tishrei. That's what Lezariah. The Avos were born in Tishrei. Rabbi Shua Imer, no, when Nainsh ben Nisan al Doevas, hey, no, Nisan, obviously, we're Noel Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, also by Shloima HaMelech, it says, by the other Pasuk, so when they finished the Beis HaMikdash. This is talking about when they started the Beis HaMikdash, by Shloima HaMelech. It says, Vahib Shmainim Shon of Abameh, Shon of Tez Menei Shon of Mitzrayim, 480 years after Eden went out of Mitzrayim, Shon of Rabbi is in the fourth month, Shon of Rabbi is the fourth year, which means the fourth year of his Malchus. We had a Pasuk earlier, and that base of a base in the fourth year of his malchus, bechodesh ziv, who chodesh hasheri l'melech shlomo yisrael in the chodesh ziv, which is the second month, which is ear l'melech shlomo yisrael, but even habayis l'Hashem. So what do you see? You call chodesh ear chodesh ziv. But why is it called ziv? Ziv means there's a shine to it. But yerech shenold by zivas la'olam in the month where the shine of the world was born. So you see from here that the others were born in Nisan.
How
do you see it's born? It's Chodesh Ziv is an ear. What Shaychus? That's the asking. Well, Chodesh Ziv is ear. What's the Raya that's born in Nisan? The shine of the world is not a...
Who says
that in Shaychus? Because the real shine of the world is the Gedolim. That's the shine of the world. So I'll bring you right to that. Yetzei Yaakov. What does it say? Pana Ziva, Pana Hada, right?
Ziv.
Ziv. No, is that Yitzhak? I'm talking about Abraham Yaakov. It means the others. It means the obvious.
How do you know
that, bro? I had a question. That's the Joshua. It means that it's a month. How do you know that Yisrael and Abraham?
I didn't know. Stop. I know that the
obvious
are all born together.
What?
Who says they're all born together?
They're called Yisrael. The obvious are called the Yisrael. They weren't born together. According to Rab Eliezer, who holds that Abraham and Yaakov were born in Tishrei, actually they're not born together. Yitzhak was born on Pesach. But when you don't have a raya to that, then you go with the pasuk of Yerach HaYisrael, the Yerach of the strong ones. Now I say v'chodesh ziv, that ear is chodesh ziv. So the kasha is that's ear, not Nisan. So Rashi has the kasha, Tosfos has the kasha, and Rashi has two terutzim. Rashi has two terutzim. Either Rashi says like this: the first terutz of Rashi is with the explanation of the Ritva that when this chadish ear already all the zivim were born, the shine was there already. They were born already. The second terutz of Rashi is that sometimes. What?
They weren't 2 months before.
The second shot in Rashi is that sometimes the Tkufas Nisan extends into Ir, and they were born in the Tkufas in the month of Nisan with the Chayesh Shechama with the sun, and sun is a little longer than the moon, so it's possible Chayesh Nisan of the sun could go into Ir a little bit. So it means they were born with Chayesh Ziv. Means they're born at the end of Nisan when it goes into Ir. Akaparim, it's a little bit of a daichik, but Akaparim, the Darshim Chayesh Ziv means the shine of the world, which is the Avos, and they were born in Nisan. That's his right. V'idach nami yaksev Yerach HaYisanim. So what does Rabbi Yeshua, who holds they were born in Nisan, do with the pasuk Yerach HaYisanim? So Moshe's Teretz, Hasan Tkifim Mitzvahs. It doesn't mean the Avos. It means Yerach HaYisanim means that. It's a month full of strong things. You know what it is? The mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? Rashi says, Shofar, Yom Kippurim, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Vitzach HaMayim. It's a packed month. That's what's called Yerach HaYisanim. V'idach Nami, Yaksiv HaChayosh Ziv. What does Ziv mean? Again, like he's saying, Meiz not Ziv. There's more answers. Who would this be? Ziva Lilana. It means that the Ilana start growing. There's a shine to the Ilana. To the Ilanas. All of a sudden the Ilanas are sprouting and growing. It's beautiful. Don't Rav Yehuda. Someone goes out in the days of Nisan, and he sees trees that are starting to blossom. You make a bracha that Hashem did not leave anything out of this world. People should have enough from. Like upon him, each one gets out of others' rise, but that's the rise. One man named Yerach HaYisanim's rise, they're born in Tishrei. The other man named Chayosiv, they're born in Nisan. And that's the raya that the others are born in those months. Zogti Gemara Vayta. Mandi Amar B'Nisan Noldu says B'Nisan Mesu. They died in Nisan. And Mandi Amar B'Tishrei Noldu says B'Tishrei Mesu. How do you know that they died in the same month they were born in? Shneim, it says in the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoyma Aleihem, B'Meyeh V'Esm Shonu Anoichi Hayoyim. Today, I'm 120 years old. Shein Tam La Vayoyim, why say Hayoyim? El Mayo means Matam La Vayoyim, Hayoyim Molu Yomai V'Shnoisai. Today, my days and my years were filled. Lamdechos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshiv and Malish Hashem Shal Tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does Tzadikim. He makes his their days full, and they die the same time as the same day, all the years later as they are born. The Hashem is a malach shem shazikim v'yayim v'yayim v'chayish chayish, which means that Hashem, when Hashem gives years to a tzaddik, he doesn't just give years, a 2.5, you know, whatever, 119 and a half years. He's a full 120 years, or whatever year, however long he lives. 7 years, a full 7 years. He gets a full 7 years. Like the Pasuk says, in Parashat Shmotim, Shnemes, Mispar Yemecha Amale. Like the Pasuk says, Mispar Yemecha Amale, I'm going to fill up your days. So the Gemara Vayit, but Pesach Neil Yitzchak, this is a Kuliyama, but Pesach Neil Yitzchak is a Kuliyama. No, how do we know? Like it says in Parashas Vayera, when the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu on his third day of his Milah, it says in the Pasuk, Hayipolim Hashem Dava, Lamoyed, Osho Elecha Keis Chaya, which Lamoyed means the next Yontiv, I'm going to come back to you, Keis Chaya Lo Sarah Bein, and he will have, and Sarah will have a child, have a son. So you see, the next Yontiv from where we're standing, you're going to have a son. So Amos Koy, Lamoyed is the next Yontiv, I'm going to come back and you're going to have a son. Amos Koy, when you're standing now, Ilema Pesach, if you're now on Pesach, come late, the next Yontav Atzeres, that on Shavuos you're going to have a baby. Bechamish Yom Mika Yolda, you can't have a baby in 50 days. That's too short to have a baby. El must be the Koyev Atzeres, they're standing on Shavuos, but come late with Tishrei, and he's saying, on Sukkot you'll have a baby. Akati, Bechamish Yarchem Mika Yolda, it's even less than 5 months. If you figure it out, it's less than 5 months. If you count the whole Sivan, the whole Tammuz of El's 4 months, and part of Tishrei, 15 days of Tishrei, you're not going to have even full 5 months. Elam, it must be the Koyi Bechag. He's there on Sukkot. The story happened on Sukkot. But Kamalah Benisan, and the Malachim are telling Yaakov Avinu, telling Avram Avinu that Benisan you'll have a baby. Lamoy, you'll have a baby in Nisan. So Frank Demar, Akati, it's only 6 months. Tesvav Tishrei, the Tesvav Nisan is only 6 months. Akati Peshus, Yarachim Bika Yoldi, can't have a baby in 6 months. And for the Gemara, Tana, Oysashanim Uberes Haisa. That year was the Ibriya. It was an extra month. So you have 7 months. And you could have a baby after 7 months. Break the Gemara, it's not a full 7 months. Why? Soif, soif, ki midli mar, yoyme tumma, batuluhu. We know, it says in the Parasha, in Parasha Vayera, in the Rashis, that it says, Dikechema v'chalav ben abaka. What happened to the Ugois? Part of the job was to make Ugois, to make Chalas. And that they didn't bring. So Rashi explains, because she pierced a nida. She became a nida, and the bread became tummy. She couldn't serve it. So she was a nida. So you have to wait 7 days until she could be mutter to her husband. So then you have less than 7 months, less than 7 full months. And for the Gemara, Amazutra, I feel the Madi Yelez to Tisha, even according to Madi Amar, Deli Yelez to Tisha, a 9 month baby, any Yelez to Mekotam, has to be a full 9 months. Yeledes a shiva, a seven month. That's the term of the baby. 7 months. Yeledes v'katam could be a in the 7th month is enough. Shenema, how do we know that? It says in the pasuk by Shmuel Anavi when Chana gave birth to Shmuel Anavi. It says v'hil tkufas hayam, v'hil tkufas hayam, and we darshan mi tkufas. When it says tkufas, it means 6 months, because two tkufas, each tkufas is 3 months. Mi tkufas shnayim or mi yomim shnayim, tkufas hayamim yomim shnayim. So 6 months or 2 days, Shmuel was born. So you see, it's in the 7th month enough. So here was even more than that. Here was 6 months and 24 days or 23 days. That's enough. And therefore, according to our Gemara, it's coming out by Pesach Nol Yitzchak, and the story of Parashas Vayera happened on Sukkot. So Tosis points out, this works out for the Pirkei Rav Eliezer. Because the Pirkei Rav Eliezer says that the Milah of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur. That's Pirkei Rav Eliezer says. Since it works out pretty good then. It means it was Mamash on Sukkot, but it means it's right before Sukkot. We call it Pesach Noedel Sukkot because it's within a few days of Sukkot. There's the 3rd day of Milah. Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei. So 11 and 12. So on the 12th day is when the Malachim came. It's 2 days before Sukkot. It's Dish Geferlich. But Tosfos points out that in the Medrash it says that they came on Pesach. Like the Pasuk says, Lushi Vasi Ugois. And if you look at Rashi and by Loit also, where it says Umatzos, it says Loshem Matzos there. Also, we see it was on Pesach. So those Midrashim do not stim with this Gemara. They don't stim with this Gemara. This Gemara is saying that what happened was that the Malachim came on Sukkot and they had a baby on Pesach. According to those Midrashim, it was a year later. Which means a year later, that was according to that Midrash does not fit with our Gemara. It said he made a sort of srit of a kaisel, and he said, L'shana acheres, and you come back, it'll be at this time, you have a baby. All those midrashim do not stim with this Gemara.